Give me the ticket for an aeroplane. You got time to tell no faster. Oh, the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Oh, my baby, she wrote me a letter. I don't care how much I got to spend.
Joe Cocker with The Letter, recorded at Fillmore East in 1970. This is 1.21 gigawatts, and this is a bit of an unusual show in that I'm the only one in the studio, and the guest host is my dad, who's not here. So that's a bit weird. The backstory is that I went home and made him compile a playlist from his youth. He would have been 18 in 1970, and this is some of the tracks that he picked. I've also adapted the playlist a bit because there were a couple. He tried to sneak in a few tracks from '68 and so on. I also have a nasty cold, so I'm gonna try to speak as little as possible. So let's jump into the next set.
me why. Tell me why. Is it hard to make arrangements with yourself when you're old enough to repay but young enough to
Was Black Magic Woman by Santana, originally a song by a band that I don't remember right now. Before that was Neil Young with Tell Me Why. My dad had originally picked a song from Harvest that came out a couple years after, so I snuck this one in instead. And before that we had Creedence with Who'll Stop the Rain. Creedence, of course, turns out are from the East Bay, not far from here in El Cerrito. And yeah, coming up we have Julie Driscoll on vocals for the band Brian Auger and the Trinity, and the song is called Indian Rope Man.
Bye. your honesty shine, shine, shine now. Lord, Lord, love your God like it shines on me. The only living boy in New York. The only living boy.
The Only Living Boy in New York by Simon Garfunkel. Hopefully needs no further introduction. The one before that might, though, that was Bo Hansson with a song called De Svarta Ryttarna. This is an instrumental album based around the Lord of the Rings book. Bo Hansson made a couple of instrumental albums, and I think, looking at Wikipedia anyway, his greatest claim to fame is probably that one of his songs was recorded by Jimi Hendrix, a song called Tax Free. Not quite sure I've heard it. Which brings us into the very depressing segment, weird shit that happened in music in 1970. We had Jimi Hendrix, as previously mentioned, passed away that year. Paul McCartney left the Beatles, and Diana Ross left the Supremes. Yeah. Three strikes. Coming up, we have some Swedish prog folky music with a bit of a weird intro, so bear with me.
Har ni på er kontaktlinserna?
Ja, ett gott råd.
Jag kan hantera en såg, jag kan yxa en båt, jag kan klara mig själv, jag kan koka min mat, jag kan sy. Då kom där en kvinna tvärs över mon. Någonstans i mitt inre hon slog an en ton. Jag föll som en fura rakt på hennes kropp. Läppar som eld och en sammetsmjuk knopp. Som jag plocka och spara djupt i min sin. Vill du stanna hos mig, vill du dela mitt bröd och mitt hus. Vill du dela min tid fram till dess vi ska multna i jord. Det var hon som kom en dag tvärs över mor. Det var hon som en gång i mig slog all en ton. Hon gav mig sin vänskap liksom hennes kropp. Hennes läppar var heta, hon skänkte mig hopp. Som mig styrkte när tunnsinnet över mig. hennes kropp. Hennes läppar var heta, hon skänkte mig hopp som mig styrkte med tonsinnet över.
She joined. country girl, I think you're pretty. Got to make you understand. Have no lovers in the city. Let me be your country man. Got to make you understand. Got to make you
Edwin Starr with the song War, and before that we heard Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young from the album Deja Vu. They the album was recorded actually in the Tenderloin in San Francisco, which is kind of a strange place for it. There's a studio there that has recorded quite a lot of good songs. The song in question was called Country Girl. Before that we had Contact with a song called Hun Kom Over Moon. And now for the segment, Depressing Things That Happened in 1970. Apollo 13 made an attempt to land at the moon, didn't get that far, had to turn back. Everyone survived though, so good ending. Oh, and a bit of a weird nerd trivia. 1970 is when Unix time begins. This is important if you ever have to deal with time in computers. As it turns out, that happens quite a lot. And the weirdest bit of trivia that I found was that an avalanche hit a tuberculosis sanatorium in the French Alps and killing 74 people. It's like a double ow. Coming up, though, we have Joni Mitchell.
Up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We paid paradise, put up a parking lot. We paid paradise, put up a parking lot. We paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Black
Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin from their easily named album Led Zeppelin 3, possibly the third album they released. Before that, Deep Purple with Black Knight, and the first song was Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell. Bit of a strange set maybe combining those, but I think it worked out. I was just got very stuck in this weird article about something that happened in 1970 was that the Soviet Union started drilling the Kola super deep borehole, apparently the longest drilled hole in the world at 12,000 meters. So there you go, very exciting article. I highly recommend it to everyone. But let's not talk about that. Let's jump into the next set.
Thank you.
was the song Love Like a Man by the British group 10 Years After. Supposedly, this is their one hit that they actually produced. Another bit of weird trivia is that apparently the single was released with one side being this this version at 45 RPM and the other side being a live version at to be played at 33 RPM. Not quite sure why. Maybe to squeeze in the longer version, perhaps. Anyway, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, everyone. And next time, hopefully, we'll be doing 1945, perhaps. We shall see. Anyway, thank you and good night.